So I hope everybody was paying attention. Were we paying attention to the gospel? Or do we have a long week of doing homework and staying up late and working hard? Is that right? So in the gospel today, Jesus goes to Simon's house. And while he's at Simon's house, some person comes to Jesus. Who was that? Raise your hand if you know. Yes, sir. Who was it?
A woman.
Okay, it was a woman, right? Who had what?
Sin.
She was a sinner, right? And what did she do to Jesus? What did she do? Do you remember? Raise your hand if you remember. Yes, sir.
He told him to do.
Okay, but what was she doing? Like, so she was she happy? Was she excited? Was she laughing?
She was crying.
And she was doing what to Jesus? Do you remember? What was she doing? She was crying. I'm so sorry. What else? What was she doing? Okay. She was praying for him, but not quite. What was happening? What did the story say?
She was cleaning his feet with her tears and wiping them off with her hair.
Does that sound strange to you, what you just said? She was washing his feet with her tears, and she was drying his feet with her hair. Now, raise your hand if you've ever done that. No, really? You guys that are raising your hands, I don't know that that's true. But that's something goofy. It's weird. It's strange. And then Peter has this question. Simon has this question for that says, you know, hey, what's going on here? I don't understand. And some of the other people that were sitting around there said, look, if this guy here, Jesus, was really a prophet, he would know who this was. He would know who this was that is touching him. Because she was what? What was the title that was used in the parable today, in the story? What was the name? Yes, what was? She was a sinner, right? And Jesus doesn't touch sinners, right? Wrong. Right, he does, because that's what he does. He loves us. He says, I love you. I'm going to share my love for you. So what I want to do is I want to act out the parable then that Jesus then tells Simon, Peter, and the Pharisees that are there. So do I have any volunteers that would like to help me? Yes, ma'am. You come up. Yes, no, you right here. Yes, ma'am. You over here. Yes, sir. What? Yes, sir. You want to help? Come on up. I need a couple more. How about you, sir? And yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. Yes. I think that's good. I think I have enough. Okay, so here we go. What happens in this parable? Jesus says, all right, let's explain what just happened here with the lady who was washing Jesus' feet with tears and then drying the hair. Then he says what? Jesus says this parable. Do you remember? What's the comparison that he uses? Yes.
He said that the person who has more debt has...
Okay, the person who has more debt. So he uses this idea of somebody who owes 500 days wages and somebody who owes 50 days wages. Who's going to feel more loved? So let's act it out today in today's kind of story. So who wants to be the master? You want to be the master. Why don't you be the master? Okay, and then I need two servants. You want to be a servant? You be a servant, okay? Okay, so you're the master. And you say to this servant here, you say, servant, I have some things I want to give you. What do I want to give you that shows how much I love you and how much I trust you? He says, first of all, I'll tell you what, I'll give you some of this. What's that?
That's money.
Lots of money. So go ahead and give it to your servant. Go ahead and say, here you go. I'm going to let you hold on to that because I trust you with my money. And I'm going to trust you with something else. How about this? What is that?
A phone.
What kind of phone?
Like a text phone.
It's a text phone? That's an old school phone. Yeah, it's not like the crazy fancy iPhone. I mean, this is like way back in the day, like 2006 phone. It's a long time ago kind of phone. Hey, you're gonna hold on to that. And something else. You have any peanut allergies? Mm-hmm. You're not a peanut allergy. Okay, so then what you say is, I want you to take care of my peanut farm. Okay, so you take care of all my peanuts, you collect the peanuts, you sell the peanuts, you make peanut butter, you make, what else do we make with peanut butter? Reese's peanut butter cups, Reese's Pieces candy, right? So you do all that with my peanut butter. What a Snickers! Good idea, Snickers! So you take care of all that. And so what does this servant do? This servant says, I'm going to take my cell phone out to a campfire. Why don't you have a campfire? Yeah, have a campfire. You go over to her place, you're having a campfire. All right, you're hanging out, you guys are out camping. And then, what happens? You're texting, you're busy texting, and then you drop the phone into the fire. Oh no. And what happens to a phone that gets dropped into a fire? Yes, sir. It explodes. Okay, we'll say explodes. We'll say it burns up. And then, oh, you're like, uh-oh, this is all that's left in here. Just the debris, the ashes from the phone. Oh, see your cell phone, it's gone. Peace out. But you know what? That's okay. Why? Because you still have money. You still have money? I got money. Woo-hoo-hoo. And so what are you going to do with the money?
Buy me stuff.
You're going to be like, I have money. I have. Now you're mowing the grass. Pretend like you're mowing the grass. Brr, I have money. And then what do? You drop it. Uh-oh. And then what happens? Has anybody ever run over paper with a lawnmower? You have? You run over paper with a lawnmower, like explodes? What does it do? Was it? It's just like this big powder of smoke. So then, Mr. Stewart here, who had a cell phone and lots of money, now has what? What does he have? He's got ashes to a cell phone, and he's got this. What's that? It's shredded money. There's $80 of shredded money in this little bag. So he takes it and collects it, and he's like, okay, I'm going to put all this shredded money in this bag. Look how tiny it is. $80 right there. $80, that's all I got. Hey, but you know what? This guy says, well, you know, I still have what's left over. My master's not going to be too mad. Oh, and I had one more thing my master told me. What was that?
I had peanut farm.
So what'd you do with the peanuts? You collected them. You put them in a yummy container like this, but you got hungry. So you ate all the peanuts, and then you said, well, maybe Master won't mind. I'll put these in there instead. What's that? What are these? These are styrofoam peanuts. You think Master will notice? Maybe he won't notice. Maybe if I put styrofoam peanuts in there, maybe he won't notice, right? Oh, okay. All right, so we're going to put you on pause for a minute. We're going to go to the others. You. You were given something. The master said to you, I have something for you I want to give you. This is what I want to give you. So here you go. What is that?
Times?
What is that?
This is a paper.
A paper. What kind of paper? What would you describe that as? Like if your teacher gave that to you, what would your teacher say this is? What would you say that is? Oh, these guys, oh, did you hear the junior and the middle school students? They're like, oh, it's multiplication with carrying. Oh, it's so hard. So the master says to the other servant, I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and do my homework for me? And that's pretty cool, right? And then this servant says, ow, I got a paper cut. Oh, I got a paper cut. So what do you need if you have a paper cut? What?
A Band-Aid.
So then you give that to her.
Actually, my mommy's cut her finger.
Your mom has cut her finger on a paper cut, and paper cuts are serious. That's what I'm saying. She needs a Band-Aid. So who do you think got a better deal? Which servant? The one who got the peanut farm, the cash, and the cell phone? Or the one who got to do homework and got a Band-Aid? Who is it?
Homework and got a Band-Aid?
They're the ones who got the better deal? You think that they're more gracious? They're like, thank you, Lord, for giving me so much cool stuff. Do you think so? Are you pretty excited that you just got a homework assignment and a Band-Aid? No. Now, were you excited that you got lots of money, a peanut farm, and a cell phone?
Yes.
But how do you feel now you destroyed all of what was given to you?
Oh.
Just asking. Just how do you feel?
Really bad.
Really bad? Like,
I wanna die.
Really, really, really bad. Really ashamed. Okay, so then the master says, hey guys, welcome back. Go ahead. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hey, what do you have for me? What do you have? Do you even recognize any of the stuff that's there?
Money.
Is it money? Can you spend that? Good luck taking that to the store. And you, what is that's like?
Dirt.
It's like dirt and ashes. Oh, but you got peanuts, right? You what's that?
That is something that is not peanuts.
It's not peanuts. Well, they are peanuts. They're styrofoam peanuts, but that's not the kind of peanuts you were expecting. So then what do you say to this guy who blew everything you had? He destroyed it. What do you say? You say, no, dude, don't worry about it, man. No problem. We're cool, right? We're good. Right? That's what Jesus says in the story. And so how do you feel that you have destroyed money, destroyed a cell phone, and not taking good care of the peanuts?
Very bad.
Well, but... You were just forgiven. You're kind of forgiven. You are forgiven. Your master said, dude, no problem. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. No big deal.
I feel glad.
You feel glad. All right, so let's go to your other servant. What does your other servant say? Hey, you have my homework assignment that you were going to do for me, right? Let's see. What? Ooh, they're all blank. You didn't do the homework? Oh, you didn't do the homework. So how do you feel? What do you say to this servant? You said, hey, homework assignment. So what do you say? You say you didn't do it?
You didn't do it?
Oh, no problem, dude. No, it's all good. It's cool. It's okay. I have a homework pass. I'll just use that, right? Right? And so how do you feel? That you didn't do your homework assignment. Your master asked you to do it. And then you were forgiven.
Happy?
You're happy, but do you think you're as happy as the guy who broke the cell phone, destroyed the money, and took no peanuts off the peanut farm to give to the master? You don't feel as bad as he did. See, but here's the story, guys, and this is why it's important, because Jesus says to us, I'll forgive you no matter what. I will forgive you if you forget to do your homework assignment. I'll forgive you if you destroy my money. I'll forgive you if you mess things up, because that's the kind of God that I am. Our Lord Jesus, did he spare any expense for forgiveness?
No.
Did he spare any expense? No. Now, see, so we look at the cross, right? And at any point on that way, did Jesus say, you know what? This is too hard. It's not worth it. Peace out, guys. I'll see you later. Did he do that? Did he do that? No. He said, I'm going to endure death. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to shed my blood for you because I love you. And he says to you, no matter what you do, if you drop a cell phone into a fire, if you drop money underneath a lawnmower, if you eat all the peanuts and replace it with styrofoam peanuts thinking nobody's going to notice, and you say to God, I'm sorry, he says, dude, it's okay. It's okay. We're good. I forgive you. I still love you. And if you're given a homework assignment that you didn't do, and if Jesus asks you to be nice to every single person in your life, and maybe you're not, and you say, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry, he'll say to you, dude, it's okay. No problem. I love you. I forgive you. So what we're called to do in this story is we're called to be like this forgiving master who was so loving, who was so kind, who said, look, you know what? None of that's important. What's important is that we're still friends and that I still love you. That's what our Lord says. So as we continue today in praising God, as we continue celebrating, we ask God to help us to be like that generous master, to be forgiving, to be loving towards others. And we also thank our God for loving us so much that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter how many times we stumble and fall, our Lord is going to be there to forgive us, and he's going to love us. May that spirit of the Lord's love dwell in our hearts so that we may know now and always how special we are and how much we're loved.